This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Kind of a longer cut because he gives a long explanation for it. It is hard not to hear this and think that Travis Kelce is very seriously, if not leaning towards, listen to it and then we can give our opinion on it, towards retirement. This is Travis Kelce on New Heights talking about what he'll do about retirement.
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. You know, I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's because of the people that are in that building and the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls. And that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building. Focusing on your craft, focusing on the task at hand, every challenge that you set up for yourself. And it's that process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. And I think that it happens as you kind of tail off towards the back nine of your career, as SVP would say, is, you know, it's, as you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man, those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality. And, yeah. You know, I think, I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And, I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that, it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it. And I'm fully here for them, and I think I can play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
So that was Kelce.
That's
on New Heights.
Answer.
Very honest. At minimum, he is very much considering retirement. At minimum, out of that cut.
Yeah. That cut makes it sound like he's done with it. He don't want to do it anymore.
Admitting that, and he admitted that in the middle of this season, there were moments where, like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. And it's not just can he put up numbers still. There's a lot more to it. It's the, do I really want to think about how long of a season as he was breaking down the last couple of years. But you get up there into July in St. Joe and it's 100 degrees and humid and you're grinding at practice. And then, yeah, you don't really play in the preseason, but still you're practicing there. And then every single week, and this year you're playing 3 games in 11 days or whatever it was, and you're playing on, frankly, you're playing on holidays or day after holidays, you're playing on Christmas Day, all of it. That's you know, something eventually you get probably sick of, tired of. Now, as he says, he's going to take some time because I think it's very easy, like 3 days after the Super Bowl, to be like, okay, yeah, you know.
That was a long-ass season, and I'm tired.
Is your answer different 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks from now?
It's
but
like coming,
it sure sounds like a play. Right now, if we were to do updated odds on Travis Kelce's retirement, minus 350 or 400 that he's retiring, meaning that's the favorite.
Yeah.
The non-retired.
Heavy favorite.
That's decent. Yeah, that's a decent
that's
size,
a pretty
favorite.
Size favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be, you know, you get 2 or 3 to 1 odds that he's coming back next season now versus 2 weeks ago or 72 hours ago. You know, I think it would have been a different answer.
I'm having a hard time hearing that and not thinking I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny. It's not even like the beginning part where he's like, I need to think on it, or the end when he's like, if I'm there, I got to be there. I got to whole ass this thing with my teammates and I got to make sure that I'm there. It's that little bit in the middle where he admits what you said at the beginning, which is there was a part this season when mm-hmm. Travis Kelce was not enjoying it.
Yep.
And I get it, right? His numbers weren't backing it up. The offense was still struggling. They were just kind of stuck in no man's land. And he probably got to a point where he was going through the motions and he didn't help his team in the Super Bowl. Had he gone for 100, maybe it's different or whatever else, right? Nobody helped the team in the Super Bowl, in fairness, but like they just got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl and it's probably fresh. And that was a long ass season, but he has played, and we've done the math on this in the run they're on. He's played an extra 1.5 seasons in the 7-8 years since they started going on these playoff runs. So, I mean, he's played a lot of additional football. He's an older player. And funny enough, I just watched an interview with Jason Kelce. Somebody was asking him, I think it was maybe like a Barstool. It was like a real short one. And he was talking about, hey, would you ever want to coach? And he's like, part of me would love it. Like, he's like, I actually kind of would love coaching the offensive line and doing those. He's like, the amount of hours it takes. And he's like, I'll be honest, it'd be a significant pay cut from podcasting. Like, he's openly admitting, like, that'd be a real pay decrease.
Signed $100 million Amazon
deal. To go be an offensive line coach. Like, I think there's part of it where it is very easy for Travis to walk away. Even easier than other players, man, because he can do anything else to financially support himself, to fill his time, to scratch a creative itch, whatever, right? He can do a million things. I hear that, and I hear a guy who's retiring.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think he's leaving. But
yeah. Oh, I don't know how you...
It's so immediate, I don't want to, like, be the only thing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't hear that, and at least, like, if all you knew was that piece of audio, I don't know how you wouldn't come to the conclusion. Yeah. Does it mean 100%? No. But if all you heard was that piece of audio, you would think, oh, yeah. Because once you, like, with any... like you laid it out, Cody, like, whether we're talking about football or anything... You know, the minute if you're sick of the current job you're in this case, we're talking about a short shelf life, NFL players, he's played a long career, but typically the NFL careers, your earnings potential is very, very short window. If you're in any job and you start already talking to yourself like, I don't know if I really like this anymore, it might be time for something new. The minute your mind is already willing to say, and you're already willing to say that out loud, I think you're kind of already there. Aren't you?
And look, it could change. And I understand, like, he could get a few days away from it and then just be like, oh, man, I do kind of miss it or those things. And I'm not saying it can't, like, cycle back into your brain. But, like, if you made him, like, if he had to, right? Decision done retirement, have to come by Wednesday, February 12th. He's done. If they had to come today. I think sometimes, because I think Jason Kelce was seriously considering retiring the year before and then ended up coming back. I think sometimes you talk yourself into, you're like, no, I actually want to do it for these guys one more time. I want to be in that locker room one more time. I want to do this thing. But the Chiefs actually kind of need, like, he has to give them a decision in 30 days, really. That roster bonus is going to come due.
They can still.
And I honestly think you should give them the day by, like, 1 month from today. Free agency opens in the National Football League. I think you want to know before then because it impacts every decision. It is such a large ripple. Financial, position, draft, everything. I think he's got to know in 30 days.
It absolutely plays a huge role. I would say, though, like, if he truly came to them and said, hey, I need more time, they can push back. There's a way they can negotiate and redo some wording in the contract and push things back to where they don't run into a scenario where they pay out the bonus and then he retires and then they're stuck. That's not happening one way or the other. He's either going to retire before then, tell him he's coming back before then, or he'll delay the decision and they'll rework it. They would, of course, love an answer sooner. But Jason Kelce did not retire until June, I believe. Or was it?
March.
June 1st cut, though.
He announced his retirement like March 3rd.
He did not have the roster bonus, though, in my understanding, I don't think. So that's the difference on the timeline. But they can push that back if they need to. Let me ask you this. With the cap hit, if I told you it had to be a 19 million, do you think that is best for the team that he's back?
Yes. So, I've already told you on the free agency market, and now it's a full $19 million cap hit, not an average annual per year. That's the cost. A wide receiver costs you 30% more than that.
So while
a 900-yard wide receiver costs you 30% more than that.
Maybe it's unpopular, but not at $19 million. And I don't believe he would be back on 19. That's why I'm not worried about the $19 million cap hit. He's either going to retire and you don't have any cap hit, or to me, if he comes back, they will have an additional year added, dummy year. They'll move money around and his cap hit will be reduced. He'll still get his money, but the cap hit will be reduced. I don't believe there's really a scenario where he's playing next season and the cap hit is $19 million. I believe if he comes back, they will do something with the contract and push it back a year to give them some more flexibility. Because if he comes, must be also real, if he comes back, it means he also thinks they can win a championship still. And yeah, how do you help them win a championship? You don't have a $19 million cap hit this offseason.
You don't cost that amount of money.
Yeah.
You take a little haircut, you put on the dummy years, you do the fake extension that we've seen in the NFL where, oh, we extend you for another year and we spread out the cap hit essentially between 2 years because we know we're going to get it. All of those things I certainly think are in play. But if you said it's no choice, Travis Kelce back, he wants back. Let's just say that Travis Kelce wants back and it's just going to be at $19 million. I'd pay it. But that was the conversation I told you yesterday where plenty of teams have let players of his caliber go even at the end of their career because of a difference of money.
Yeah, but he's not playing anywhere else. You would agree with that.
No, I don't think so.
He's either back or he's retiring.
I think he'd take the discount too. Agreed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.